Let's go. Okay, it's Sunday morning. This is the first session of our day, and we're in the Fields tent. Who is that? This who's introducing Liz? And are you introducing?
No.
Liz, who are the
Maggie?
Maggie. Listen, Maggie, and what is your topic? Your
comfort and healing.
Comfort and healing songs.
I don't know. I'm like, I forgot.
Here and there and everywhere.
I think it's recording now. It's recording now. REC.
Yay.
Okay.
Well, welcome, friends. Maggie and I met when Dan and I first opened Fern Hollow Cabin, the cabin that was my ancestral. Three generations back, and then my ancestors built this house south of Decorah, and then I moved it to where we live north of Decorah and raised our kids in it, and then it was sitting empty for a few years, and then I lost my job at the co-op, and we're kind of like, let's figure out other ways to make money, and turn the cabin into a little overnight rental, and our very first guest. And they held the record for a long time until they moved to California of being the people who had come to Fern Hollow Cabin the most times. And then at one point they both quit their jobs, and then they said, "Now we don't have jobs. Can we just stay with you in your house and just become as friends?" And we went, "Yeah." So then that era began, and then they moved to California, and we thought, "Oh, we'll never see them again." And it turns out we see them a lot. Between our whole family, we passed back and forth.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Anyways,
it helps that Ida also moved to California. They have another reason to come out there.
So, I'm Liz, and I live nearby here, and I'm part of a group called the Kitchen Table Singers that sings informally. What does informal mean? Sings. We organize ourselves and go sing for people on a dime. We can get out to somebody in the afternoon who somebody heard in the morning is in need of some comfort and songs. And we go there and we sing for them in groups of 3 to 15, depending on what is needed. And more than that, because of the fact that we have all these songs that we've been singing for years, and we just kind of, I call them pocket songs, right? Like songs that are so easy to have in your heart and bring up. You don't have to look for your songbook or anything like that. Because there's so much of that that's been seeded in amongst us, in our, yeah, then you hear throughout the week of a time when somebody encountered somebody who was about to move and was moving away after 25 years and nobody was even there to say goodbye to them, and then their next door neighbor happens to know the song that goes, "Good where you've been, good where you're going to. Good where you've been, good where you're going to." Try that with me. "Good where you've been, good where you're going to. Good where you've been, good where you're going to." Then we do it on na na na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Person standing next to the neighbor who I suddenly knew was moving away after 25 years, and I was singing that song for them. I would sing it for probably longer than that, but we got lots of songs to sing and everything here today. So I just wanted to give you that little taste of how I think that this comfort singing songs of encouragement world is just above all just trying to be so available for the to be the soundscape of our lives for all the things that can happen in a day and a week that. For which a song would really serve. And we also sing for people who are dying and healing from surgery and all those kinds of things. All right, I would like Maggie to introduce a little bit about what she does, And then I think because our time is short, we're not even going to go around. I loved everybody's names and all that, but we're just going to stick with the songs. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I'm Maggie, and I live in Arcata, California, and I direct the threshold choir there, and there's an international network of threshold choirs that were a chapter of Threshold Choir International, which you could find out more about it. It's specifically a bedside singing choir, so our own choir has really only sung for people who are at that threshold of life and death, but we're open to other thresholds, to be invited to sing for other thresholds. It just hasn't happened for our choir yet. We're a pretty young choir, it's been around for about 4 years now, and Saturdays of every month, or whenever there's a fifth, and pretty structured, and we have a system in place where there's about 25 choir members, and usually two or three or four of us will go sing at bedside. We have a system in place for when we get a call and how to reach out to our choir members if we go to the song list, and just want to pass around. We have a couple of other categories. Sometimes people are like, I was on the Navy, can you send me a patriotic song or whatever? So we try to have a few things up our sleeve that aren't necessarily our usual repertoire. So you'll see a couple of other things on the list.
Pass mine in the other way, too.
Great. And all the ones that are in the official repertoire I know pretty well, and if anyone has a request from this list, feel free to shout it out. The other lists, aside from the one that says songs from Maggie, you can listen to those too, but I don't know all the other ones. Like, I don't actually know the U.S. Air Force song.
Thank you.
right there doing the high part, and this doing the middle part. So
I will be.
I'm gonna have to kind of keep it down on there because that's a lot of people on the high part. You're gonna join them? Okay, great. I will please you.
I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you. I will be your standing stone. I will
we'll put somebody in the middle at some point and sing to that person. And if you're feeling like you would like to receive the song in that way, we often have the person lie on the floor in the middle. So don't be shy. Feel free to get out there and lie. Or yay!
Has somebody turned the recorder on?
Yeah, it's been on.
Yeah. So did you see those simple tools that Maggie was using that, like, you've seen around here all weekend? But if you think that only certain special people can do this thing, you can do it. You can practice in front of a mirror. And it's just the most amazing tool for helping us learn songs together. You know, how often have you been trying to learn a song by watching someone's lips? And you're like, I don't know where their lips are going. I don't know. Just to have a little up and down thing with the hand is amazing. I find that when I'm teaching a song, if I stop using my hand too early, there's people that go, give me your hand back. Yeah. That makes me know it's really useful.
And if we mirror you, sometimes it can help you learn it because you
know
to go down.
That's exactly what it's for.
Don't be shy about doing it.
And also notice how she ended the song. She just raised her hand up and we all knew that's what was going to happen. She didn't have to go like this or anything like that. Pretend to be some official person. It was like beautiful, simple leadership tools. I'm going to share with you the song that our group always sings before we enter the space where we're going to be singing for somebody. Do we
Sanctuary? It's in my book.
Oh.
You can see who wrote it.
Yeah, I have it in my book too.
It's called Sanctuary.
And
if somebody wants to look it up and see who wrote it.
Can we get the name of you who were singing to in the middle?
Never ending. Like, how about we try it this way? How about we do this? How about this day? If I say we're going to get together and sing for somebody who needs to be sung to, they just flock. There's people are ready on a dime to go do this, to sign up to be part of the group that's doing it. And I watched that at some point and said, what's that about? And I'm like, oh, it's a way also that we can step around our little singing wounds or our big singing wounds. Like, nobody would want me to go and sing in their just for fun group because I'm not a good enough singer like all those other people, you know, all those stories that we can have in us. But when it's a group that is for ministering to people through song, people just step right around it and they go, oh yeah, I'll do that. It's really cool. It's a beautiful thing, I think. Anyway, when we gather, say we're going to a house to sing or to a hospital or whatever, we'll meet in a corner, around the corner or something. There's meeting at the corner of Maine and Washington at such and such a time, and that such and such time is actually 15 minutes before we're going to go in and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we collect ourselves there and we sing this song in a little huddle. We maybe say a little something about who it is that we're singing for, anything we know about them, what our connection, how we found our way to them. And then we sing, love prepare me to be a sanctuary. Try that.
Love prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Open hearted, tried and true.
Open hearted, tried and true.
With thanksgiving, I'll be
Thanksgiving, I'll be a living
sanctuary for you.
Sanctuary for you.
How many people have already sung this song before? So we can pull this off really easily. We're just going to go through a few words for those of you who are new to it.
song is Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And then it's pure and holy. Yeah.
Where we're
tried and true.
Tried and true.
No, open hearted. Pure and holy
Yeah.
instead of open hearted.
Oh.
Another reclaiming. The only words in the song are "Open my heart." Does anyone know this song?
Probably.
Oh, cool.
Wait, go for it.
So, there's three parts again. And the first part goes like this. Open my heart. Descending.
Yes.
Here.
But yeah, we are speaking to the fact that all these songs that we're sharing with you right now, we're singing them for shorter than we normally would. Like, why would you stop?
Exactly.
In fact, with these songs, I find that no matter how long we do sing them, there's always someone that goes, oh. And they're so meditative, right?
Yeah, well, our sister asked us to find out who wrote that.
Well, I think her name is Anna Hernandez. I don't have her name down in here, but recently I went to, is that name familiar to you, Steph? I went to visit, there's another whole subgroup of community singing called Music That Makes Community. It is the church, the Christian church version of this, what they call paperless singing. So they've made a whole songscape for songs in the church. There was some pastors were leading a big service somewhere in California, some Oakland, and they had this service where they wanted people to be walking with candles, and it was going to be dark, and they wanted them to be singing a song, but they didn't know the song. So they had paper involved, and it was a disaster. And afterwards, they just went, do you suppose we could sing without paper? And then they hosted a retreat, and all these hat-diggity song makers for a week and wrote all these songs that are easy access songs like that. And this woman who wrote that song is one of them. That's one of the songs that written on the retreat. They have books of this paperless music for a church singing. And some of it is God and Jesus words, and some of it isn't, so it's just all kinds of great stuff that you might find useful, and you can go to a Music That Makes Community workshop and learn a bunch of these same tools that we use here. So, I think her name is Anna Hernandez, and she's written lots of songs for that movement. So, thank you for that beautiful song. I'm going to share with you a song that I learned from Lindsay Scott. Show me if you know who she is. Just a couple of months ago, this song has traveled far and mighty since Lindsay brought it a couple of months ago. You'll know why in just a minute. It's a song that you might have used to share in the coming hours or days or weeks, because it is Courage. Let's use Jenny, if we need a name for this song. Jenny, can we sing the song to you?
Oh boy.
Courage, Jenny. You do not walk alone. Let's try that part. We will walk beside
be here too.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we sing it at the We Want a World Community Justice Fire and we put everybody's names in. So it's such a good community to get one of those names in.
So this next song is a song written by Kate Munger, who's the original founder of all special choirs. I couldn't tell you how many years ago that was.
Who's your last name?
Munger. M-U-N-G-E-R. Kate Munger. Amazing human. Also, if you have a chance to sing with her, do it. And the song is called Life, Grace, Trust. Once again, it has three parts, and there's going to be a low part that does this descending action. The main part goes like this.
I live my life in a river of grace. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river to carry me home.
It starts here.
I trust this river to carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace.
It starts here.
I live my life in a river of grace.
I trust this river to carry me home.
I trust this river to carry me home. To carry me home
again. low part, high part, I mean, medium-ish high kind of. Let's obviously do that melody again one more time. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river to carry me home. I live my life. That's your part. Got it. And we all start on the same note.
I live my life in a river.
Just sing the melody first, yes.
Do you hear that song, right? started out
of the wiggle room between
the
session. We're good. You're good.
Thank you, though. I did not hear that. So let's start by singing the melody. If you feel like singing it, join in. This is the melody group over here. And then I will bring in the high part and sing it with you. And then I will bring in the low part and I'll sing it with you at a normal tempo.
Thank you. Can you do your hands through the moon?
Yes,
I
have to.
I'm just one more
time. Oh, here we go.
I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river to carry me home.
One more time, just the melody.
I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river to carry me home.
She was loving this person up as we all would do.
Tom I'm going to be a couple minutes late. I'm working on something here. And it won't. It was a song. Yeah, I know. And she, so then she came out and she just like plowed through us and went right to the piano and sat down and started playing these chords. And then she sang this song and said, "Sing it with me." It was a song that she had written with this person in her heart, Rumi's words. And this is a song that, this is in the top five list of our songs that we sing for kitchen table singers in the choir. And I taught it to a bunch of Luther students, college students, that I get to sing with every week in the choir. I'm very proud of that. There was a student who lost his life this year at Luther. And it turns out the pastor of the college who had learned this song from the students that I had taught it to, we're doing some song tracking here, right? Barbara, da-da-da-da-da. The students had taught it to him, and it was the song that rose up to sing. The whole campus was singing it in a memorial service for this young man who took his own life. And so it goes like this. I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, let's start that.
I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you.
Some harmonies if you want to add them. And also I've noticed that I think it sounds better when we go, I wish that I could, instead of I wish, shush, 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 shush. So if you can hold your shush for the that. So I wish that I could show you. Otherwise we go, if I wish that I could show you, then it sounds less tight. Okay, want to try that?
I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you the astonishing light of your being.
And if you're in a group of people that's gotten to know each other enough, like we have here, that feels comfortable, that's not a bunch of teenagers? Well, you could be teenagers if they've been around each other for a while, but I've screwed up doing this with this song before. I like said, let's walk and sing it to our person. Oh boy, it doesn't work unless we like feeling connected. And we're not going to do that now, but I just highly recommend it in the situations where it works for, or at least in a circle when we're standing, just to look at each other and mean it when we look at each other, yeah? There we go, let's sing it one more time.
I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you the astonishing light of your being. Show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you the astonishing light of your being. I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you.
uncomfortableness about looking into each other's eyes, because it really doesn't work for some people or some contexts.
Yeah.
And I tried this. Have people stand back to back and close their eyes.
Oh,
and
right.
Feel the vibration and the connection without having to engage.
Yay.
I love looking in people's eyes, but then I can't sing because I start
crying. And there's also a piece that I probably most of us would have no memory of, but as we know, there are also cultures in the world where it's not culturally right to look people in the eyes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So it could be, some of us could be shy, but some of us also might be remembering something that's a normal thing for us out of our ancestral past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or a brief look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we
have
time for a quick
closing
song?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a song that there are many different versions of this particular saying out there, and I heard a different one yesterday at the All Gender Circle. This particular version I learned at the prison fire that Andy is in and that he spoke about during our community offering a few days ago. Do you all still sing every time Beauty Before Me?
Improvising on those words, will sing the actual words and then just start tuning and singing beauty in whatever way moves us. And it creates this incredible cathedral of sound. And then we go back to the traditional lyrics after that. Especially for prisoners to improvise, that's a really liberating thing.
Well, Maggie, it's really nice leading the circle with you. Such great songs you've brought. Wow. I believe it was Kate Monger who wrote the song Sending You Light, and that's the song that we always close our, I mean always except for when it's not appropriate, but usually when we go sing with people, sing for somebody, because sometimes we will sing for people to celebrate something too, right? It's not always only things that are difficult that we go sing for. If you ask us to sing, we're never going to say no. Right. Or you're not in enough trouble.
it's actually Melanie DeMore.
Oh, it's Melanie DeMore. Of course, yes. Yes, thank you. But usually, because when we come to sing for people, we have to help them to know, like, no, we don't want any money. No, we don't want any coffee and cookies. No, we don't need you to clap. Like, we're just here, we actually give them the cues so that they don't feel the impulse to do all those things. Like, we're going to come into the space, but a place where we were invited to come, perhaps it's outside the window, perhaps it's in the house, perhaps it's outside the hospital room, whatever. We're going to be there for about 15 minutes, and then we're going to leave. We're not going to stop and chat about things, because that changes the energy, right? Mm-hmm. So what we leave, we start this song, and we sing it together a few times, perhaps holding hands with the person or touching them, and then we walk away while we're singing this song. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll sing it a few times and we can wander up. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to stay and talk, they sure can, but feel free to leave singing if you want. Always feel free to leave singing.